A change allows for Michigan schools to play teams from around the country, and the MHSAA record book sees more names and new marks added. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. The list of teams Michigan schools are now allowed to play against has grown tremendously. With a rule change adopted by the MHSAA's representative council, Michigan schools can now play against any school in the country, provided opponents are members in good standing of their state association, and the game is played either in Michigan or in a border state. Previously, schools could only play schools from border states, but now they can play anyone as long as that game is within the border state.
This change to the competition rule will keep our kids on equal footing with what's allowed in other Big Ten states. The time has come for our kids to be able to play schools from around the country, but it needs to be in Michigan or a border state in keeping the right perspective.
That was Mark Ewell, the executive director of the MHSAA. One example of this policy change happens this week. In football, Cass Tech is playing Montvale St. Joseph, a team from New Jersey. And that game is being played at Youngstown State University in Ohio, a border state. And we expect to see more games like this as the volleyball season ramps up and then into winter with both basketball and wrestling. It's time for Game Balls when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the last week. First, Jacob Stone scored twice for Fraser in a 2-1 win over Rochester. The two goals make him the school's all-time leading scorer on the soccer field. Jacob now has 42 career goals. Alex Thole of East Grand Rapids was the fastest at the 2023 Under the Lights Cross Country Invite. He turned in a time of 15 minutes 40 seconds, which is a personal record. And Belleville's Bryce Underwood, who started the football season off with a bang, he threw the game-winning touchdown with 7 seconds left and a 35-28 win over River Rouge at the Zenith Prep Kickoff Classic.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the field. It's actually online. That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Yep, nearly 80% of students who fill out the FAFSA may be eligible. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Director of Officiating Services, Sam Davis.
Last week, we highlighted some major differences between high school football and the college and pros. This week, how about some of the things that are similar? New as of last year is the addition of a tackle box when judging intentional grounding. In high school, like college and pros, the quarterback must be outside the tackle box and throw it past the line of scrimmage for it to not be intentional grounding. Horse collar tackles are penalties at all three levels of play. The ball carrier must be pulled down backwards or to one side for there to be a foul. But if there is, it's 15 yards. And a receiver in high school level needs to have a body part down in bounds, the same as in college, but the NFL requires 2 feet in for a catch.
Thanks, Sam. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, go to the MHSAA website now to register. For each sport the MHSAA sponsors, there is an online record book. At the end of each season, Communications Director Jeff Kimmerly updates every sport. Recently, updates from 11-player football were entered, including Ottawa Lake Whiteford putting up the 15th most points in a season with 664 total points last year. West Bloomfield's Samaj Morgan goes in for returning an interception 100 yards for a touchdown. That ties the all-time record for the longest INT return. And Muskegon's Makai Guy ran for 6 touchdowns in a playoff win over DeWitt last year. Only 15 players in the MHSAA's history have run for more in a single game. And Guy returns for another season and more opportunities to improve on that. To see the complete list of individual, team, championship game, and coaching records for 11-player and 8-player football, go to MHSAA.com and click football. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.